This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. For gang members trying to put that life behind them, the clothing, hairstyles, and jewelry associated with gangs are easily discarded, but the tattoos are much harder to get rid of. And they can make it extremely difficult for former gang members to stay out of trouble, find a job, or even move to a new neighborhood. In East Los Angeles, there's a free tattoo removal program targeted specifically at gang members seeking to erase the past. The procedure is painful, but for many, it's an important first step. Mary Beth Kirshner has the story.
You okay? Tell me when to stop on this.
Just below his neckline, a foot long in heavy black script, are the words El Monte. It's the name of this patient's old gang, words that have been etched across his chest since he was 12. Today, they're coming off.
A breather, else he's going to end up passing out.
Breathe, says a friend who's watching, or you'll pass out. Tattoo removal is painful. Most say incredibly painful.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Dr. Luis Moreno slowly traces each letter with the wand-like arm of the laser. The high-intensity light beam breaks up the ink of the tattoo so the body can absorb it. Patients say removing this evidence of life gone wrong involves a hurt far greater than getting the tattoo. Some say it's an 11 on a scale of 10, like hot grease splashing on your skin with each click. This patient who asked that I not use his name is about to be released from a youth detention facility. His mentor, Santiago Sanchez, a former gang member, says life will never change with the old tattoos still on.
Depending what neighborhood you go into, they'll pull your shirt up or pull your sleeves up to see if you have any type of gang-related tattoo. If you tell them you're not from nowhere and they don't believe you, they'll tell you to raise up your shirt. And if you have those tattoos there, then you lied and there could be a bad consequence.
Of course, not all patients get jobs or stay out of trouble once their gang tattoos are off, but it's an important step toward the cleaner life they claim to want.
Let me know if there's any problems with how this heals. You can just give us a call.
The patient leaves with barely a word to Dr. Luis Moreno.
Bye-bye, you're welcome. Adios.
But his patient will be back. Most tattoos take many treatments, 4 to 6 sessions, where the tattoo progressively fades, often leaving a brown shadow where the tattoo once was.
Ready to get started? He had a tattoo over here, and it's gone.
The next patient is big and bald and back after several treatments on his head and neck. His most alarming tattoo, behind his left ear, is now practically gone.
What did it say?
I don't know if I can say it on radio.
Yeah, suffice it to say it was extremely offensive, and now you can't even tell you ever had anything on there.
My neck came off too.
On the front of his neck, he had a line tattooed across the front of his neck, and then he had the two words, cut here.
This patient, who also wants to stay anonymous, says he's trying to change his life, get a job. He says he's been turned away at least a dozen times by potential employers.
What would people say? What's that on the back of your ear?
Well, they wouldn't actually say that, but they would look it over first, and then they would just tell me that they filled a position or something like that.
Dr. Moreno knows how tough these gang members can be.
And you're so nice. All right, my friend, let's get this off of you here.
Luis Moreno volunteers here. His real job is as an emergency room doctor at a nearby hospital where he sees plenty of gang-related activity.
We see the aftermath of their violence and the destruction. It's very easy to demonize these individuals because of the horrific conditions that many of the patients are in, and many of the patients come in dead.
One doctor called it, and I hate to even use it this way, but he said we need to address the scumball factor.
That's Father Greg Boyle, a legendary figure in East Los Angeles who started this tattoo removal program. It's part of a larger initiative called Homeboy Industries, which began with job placement for at-risk youth back in 1988.
ER doctors, when they're being bombarded, especially here in L.A., start to treat the victims who are gang members in a different way. And this softens the tendency to kind of monstrosize these folks. It's a monstrous thing to have to deal with that kind of violence. But you don't want to excuse it. You want to get underneath it. You want to understand that this is really about something else. Now, this would help a doctor find out what the something else is.
Why do you want your tattoos off?
Time to change.
Time to change, all right.
With the help of volunteer doctors like Moreno, this tattoo removal program is free. The process costs thousands of dollars in the outside world.
Angelina Jolie would be happy with this treatment, I think.
Father Boyle says it can take a year just to get an appointment, with a waiting list that's almost 1,000 names long. There are several other gang tattoo removal projects in Los Angeles, but Boyle's program has one important feature the others don't.
We're the only place that does this that asks nothing of them. No community service, no deposit, no money at all. We know how significant it is if somebody comes in here and says, I want these off. So we want nothing to stand in the way of that except the natural waiting period. You want red carpet and ticker tape. You don't want, well, here are three hurdles that we need you to jump through because we think it's character building.
Let me see your fingers. They look good. They're almost gone.
Luis Moreno says he's no stranger to gangs. Moreno, 33, dressed in jeans and a crisp white doctor's coat, spent much of his childhood in East L.A. He tells of several experiences with gang violence, including one very close call at a rap concert while in high school.
I felt a blow to the side of my head. Luckily, it didn't knock me out. And I looked down, and then I looked around to see what happened. And there was a gang, about 10 of them, who basically looked at me and were waiting for a response. And I just put my head back down, and they walked away, luckily. Later on that night, I found out that two people had died at that concert.
You could say that was a bit of a metaphor for how Moreno got out, keeping his head down. Moreno liked school, excelled in his studies, and was encouraged by a devoted mother. Moreno went on to graduate from Harvard Medical School.
I don't really see myself that different from many of the patients that I treat, except for one decision, and that decision was to become educated. And by choosing that road, it put me on this path of success that makes it seem that I'm very different.
Moreno is the only person in his family to ever go to college, let alone become a doctor. But he says he's committed to giving back to homeboys who weren't so fortunate, and that's why he's returned to East L.A.
It's a very physical and visible turning point.
Moreno estimates he's taken off almost 2,000 tattoos in the last 2 years.
You know, sometimes some patients will even cry, actually, right after the procedure. It doesn't happen always, but I can remember a few cases where they cry and they're just so happy to have the tattoo treated that it's overwhelming for some of them.
Moreno targets the most visible tattoos on their hands, neck, face, arms, but most patients are still covered with homemade tattoos when they leave, on their chest or back.
Take off my shirt. My whole front is covered up. And I.
Could you show me? Show me, because I see nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, I started from the age of 14, and this one is it's a charra. It's a Mexican girl with a Mexican head. And then right here is just a bunch of clowns and it's kind of like a little story inside. There's a little boy with a flower and it says, try me.
These are typically done by homeboys or cellmates with the motor of a Walkman hooked up to a guitar string vibrating in the tube of a Bic pen. Tattoos this free program would never have the time to remove. Dr. Moreno says as much as 45% of his patients are female.
Damn, it hurts.
Like this 21-year-old hoping to erase a bit of her gangbanger past, starting with the name of her boyfriend, Psycho, tattooed all across the back of her hips.
Why do you want Psycho off?
Because he's gone now.
Or this woman taking the name Puppet off her wrist.
¿Quién es Puppet?
Who is Puppet?
¿Quién era?
¿Quién era? Perdón.
She corrects him. Who was Puppet? Puppet was her first love, murdered in gang violence 30 years ago. She's now 46, plump with gray hair. She works as an aide at a local high school and has been wearing a watch to cover the tattoo. Someone at work noticed it the other day when she took off her watch and hasn't treated her the same since.
Okay, uno, y dos, y tres.
She practically jumps off the table with every snap of the laser. But his next patient isn't nearly as nervous.
You, that one I burned off.
Yeah, it looks like you have a tattoo here. I had one. A big scar.
Right. I burned it off with a cigarette.
Did you do it yourself or?
Myself.
Wow. It looks like you'd try to do the same thing over here somewhere.
This one.
That one? And how about this?
And the stories just keep coming.
We're treating the two horns on your forehead.
A heavy-set, 30-ish looking guy walks in with horns tattooed on either side of his forehead. Moreno says he's seen this a few times before.
What do people think when they see the horns? What do people ask you about them?
No, they just drive me crazy.
He tells me that his uncle gave him the horns late one night when they were drunk. He woke up the next day thinking, oh man.
Yeah, I regret it.
As ominous as this tattoo is, this guy seems especially vulnerable, embarrassed, and afraid.
Well, you're right.
Yeah.
You could see the beads of perspiration quickly forming on his forehead as I do the treatment for him.
Moreno is keeping careful watch. His patient's in lots of pain as he works on his face.
Okay, you're almost done. Good job. All right. Yeah.
In this small moment of celebration, Moreno sees an opportunity to take this treatment one more step.
Are you going to go to the job referral center here next, or not today? Do you have a job now?
Nope.
Are you looking?
Yes.
You know we can help you out here.
It's likely this sort of scenario is just what Father Greg Boyle, the man who founded this project, was hoping for when he started this program.
You know our job counselors can help you out. Have you asked any of them?
No.
Why don't you ask them? You could just sign up. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, tattoo removal is only part of what Father Boyle set up here with Homeboy Industries. And we have job counselors right here waiting for you. Yeah, why don't you go in here and get them for you.
Dr. Luis Moreno escorts this former gang member to the outer office of Homeboy Industries with his patient's horns still throbbing from his treatment.
No. Hi. Hi. How are you?
I'm Mary Beth Kirshner.
You can hear more from Father Greg Boyle about his work with the gangs of East LA at our website, npr.org.